I've heard from local man Aaron McCain of Leonard Cheshire this week, and he's described the difficulty that many people face with a disability whenever they're having to travel on a public bus. Translink recommends that service users provide them a 24 hours notice if they require a wheelchair-friendly bus. However, there is disparity across the board in relation to this, as if a lowered bus is required in a rural area, 48 hours notice is required. So this is clearly unacceptable, and people with a disability should not be impaired from accessing public transport from Translink. And we need to remove the barriers and challenge Translink directly on this issue.
And I'm sure in some instances where medical attention is required, they don't have 48 hours notice.
Yeah, well, that's correct. They don't have 48 hours notice, and even for general life and everyday activities. And if they want to go into the town, quite often we don't get the notification that we need to do things 24 hours or even 48 hours in the rural community in advance. So it is unacceptable that people with a disability are impaired from using public transport services due to having notified Translink in advance if they require a wheelchair-friendly accessible bus. And I know that our local MLA, Michaela Boyle, has previously raised this issue with Translink, and we will continue to put pressure on them to ensure that any new capital which they receive is invested in upgrading their fleet locally, so to ensure that it's 100% accessible for people with a disability.